Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, Chinese delegation audits processes in the aquatic products sector. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a Honeyan farmer. JCF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JCF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JCF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JCF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
A five-man delegation from China recently visited Jamaica to conduct an audit of the processes of the aquatic products sector. The visit is part of activities agreed between the government and the People's Republic of China in a Memorandum of Understanding signed in September 2017, allowing for the export of spiny lobsters from Jamaica to China. Director of Food Safety Division 4, Import and Export Food Safety Bureau, Administration of Quality Supervision, Inspection and Quarantine in China, Ning Wang, says the audit included observation of the processing, packaging, and loading of lobsters. It also included an evaluation of the operations of the industry's monitoring program and the types of tests carried out by the laboratories at the Veterinary Services Division. Chief Veterinary Officer at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Dr. Osbil Watson, says he is pleased that China is considering importing Jamaica's spiny lobsters and is optimistic for an expansion to other fishery products. China is one of Jamaica's largest trading partners. In order to permit the export of Jamaican live lobsters to China, hygiene, sanitation, and certification issues must be examined in order to facilitate cooperation between Jamaica and China on sanitary and phytosanitary matters.
The MOU we signed has three main objectives: to prevent the entry and spread of pests and epidemic diseases of animals and plants into one country from the other, and to strengthen bilateral exchange and cooperation in the field of the entry and exit of animal and plant inspection and quarantine.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. Rainforest Seafoods and BND Trawling Limited are the first two companies that will export products to China under the agreement. And on our Calling Farmers Notice Board this morning, the St. James 4-H Clubs will be showcasing projects of the 4-H Clubs in the parish at its annual Parish Achievement Expo on Thursday, March 8, on the grounds of the Spot Valley High School, starting at 9 a.m. The day will also feature agro-processing displays from banana, the product chosen by the St. James 4-H Clubs. The official ceremony begins at 2 p.m. And the Jamaica Castor Industry Association is encouraging its members to participate in a castor oil survey. For further information, call the association's secretariat, care of Jampro, at 978-7755 by Friday, March 9. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Ya can't take medicine for somebody else. Translation: you cannot take medicine for someone else. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, everyone must expect to shoulder responsibility for their own actions. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.